Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The word Israel was first presented in the Bible as a name given to Jacob after he fought an angel. Its meaning was a man who has struggled with God and is commonly translated as God prevails or man seeing God. Many have argued that the word Israel in the Bible does not refer to a place, but rather a believer or a group of believers in God. Others believe the land known as Palestine was where the biblical state of Israel once stood. And in the 17th century, Sabbatai Zevi was the first Jew to try and resettle there. Sabbatai Zevi claimed to be the Messiah and amassed a large Jewish following that engaged in ritual sex orgies and the defilement of God's law. In the spring of 1666, they were planning to be the first Jewish settlement in Palestine. But things changed when Sabbatai was arrested and thrown in jail. His radical movement continued with the Frankism movement, and Zionism became more political. Although they claimed to be secular, the Zionists flooded the temples with prayers for a return to Zion and a restoration of the Jewish state. But the rabbis rejected them. In 1885, the rabbis wrote that we consider ourselves no longer a nation, but a religious community, and we therefore expect neither a return to Palestine, nor a sacrificial worship under the sons of Aaron, nor the restoration of any of the laws. While the rabbis offered no support, the Zionists garnered the support of the British Crown as early as 1841, and they were funded by the Rothschild banking dynasty, otherwise known as the Bank of England, so the Crown was likely involved from the start. In 1897, the political intent to recreate the State of Israel was made official to the public, and in 1917, under the British government's Balfour Declaration, British troops seized control of Palestine on behalf of the Zionists. In 1922, the League of Nations adopted the declaration. And in 1947, the United Nations granted parts of Palestine to the Zionists. Between 1947 and 1949, Palestinians were made refugees and kicked out of the homes of their ancestors. Hundreds of villages were destroyed, and thousands of Palestinians were murdered in a series of massacres known as the Nakba. The Zionists killed Palestinian Muslims, Christians, and Jews. The Zionists claimed to be non-religious, but they were mostly Ashkenazi Jews. The Ashkenazi can be traced back to the Khazars, the progenitors of Rabbinic Judaism. The Khazar Khaganate was a major empire in what is now Ukraine, Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, and parts of Russia, Turkey, and Iran. It was ruled by the Khazars, but made up of several diverse nomadic tribes. In the year 740, the Khazars mass converted to Judaism. Synagogues and schools were built, and Rabbinic Judaism was born. The original Jerusalem Talmud was replaced by the recently codified Babylonian Talmud, which was based on Babylonian philosophy and became the mainstream, thanks to the Khazars and the Zionists. Some Christians believe that this is the synagogue of Satan, written about in the Bible, which say they are Jews and are not. And many other Christians have become Zionists themselves. The Zionists have tremendous support from American megachurches and Christian evangelicals, many of whom believe that as the world becomes a fiery hell, they will be saved and brought to an eternal paradise. But in order for this to happen, the Temple of Solomon must be rebuilt, and two-thirds of the Jewish people must perish. According to the Bible, King Solomon's temple was constructed in 957 BC and destroyed in 586 BC. Rebuilt again in 516 BC, and destroyed again in the year 70 AD. Many Christians and Jews believe that this temple must be rebuilt in order for their Messiah to come. But there is something in its way. Originally built near the end of the 7th century, the Al-Aqsa Mosque is considered one of the three holiest sites in Islam. Islam teaches that this is where the Prophet Muhammad ascended to heaven. The Temple Mount has been occupied by Israel ever since the Six-Day War of 1967, and now it looks like they are ready to complete their mission. This is the holy war that sane people have feared and zealots have prayed for. They want you to pick a side and kill each other. But we can always choose peace and learn to love our neighbors. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Showing all the angles. You're adults, you can make your own decisions.
Last year we put this book out. The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
It's Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. Putin has officially threatened the U.S. aircraft carriers in the Mediterranean if they get any closer to Russia.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. IncNORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown strikes are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You betcha!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermal nuclear war?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and friends, the only winning move is not to play.
Threatened that if more missiles are moved into range of Russia, they will start attacking NATO targets. And now that there are U.S. aircraft carriers in range with hypersonic missiles, he said this isn't basically a threat. It's a promise on behalf of the Russian Air Force that we may attack you. He is in China right now, embracing the communist Chinese dictator Xi Jinping. Meanwhile, I call it like I see it, and I don't like agreeing with Biden because he lies almost all the time, but I agree with him that I don't think Israel bombed that hospital in the Gaza Strip. In fact, the hospital was not bombed. But we've seen riots and protests around the world on the lie that it was hit by an Israeli missile or bomb, and it turns out that the parking lot was hit by a missile. And we have all this footage from independent news stations showing Hamas firing a bunch of missiles from a graveyard a couple hundred yards away, and one of the missiles fails and falls on the parking lot. And it's confirmed that the hospital was not hit. Some of the windows got blown out. So a giant lie. But remember, the mainstream media all picked it up and went with it. Before the fires were even out, in the middle of the night, the White House got surrounded, the barriers got down, got knocked down, police got attacked, but it's not being called the greatest attacks since Pearl Harbor, like they called January 6th. Huge demonstrations in Dallas, Texas, huge demonstrations in Greece, riots across Europe, all sorts of shootings and stabbings that get buried in the news. Huge numbers of people, in some cases millions, hit the streets in different Arab countries and also in Persia, Iran. Instantly attacking the Israeli embassies around the world. And again, I'm calling it like I see it. Israel stood down 110% 7 hours before any response. Attack helicopters by the hundreds were 5 to 10 minutes away. Five attack helicopters, and I've talked to military experts. They concluded that my novice assumption was correct, that five loaded helicopters could have taken out those Hezbollah fighters, Hamas Hezbollah-backed fighters. So I'm calling it like I see it. You know, Charlie Kirk did that, too. A lot of the people have, and they're calling him anti-Semitic. I'm just going to report what we believe is most accurate. It's clear Israel did not bomb that hospital. It's clear that Israel stood down and let the attack happen. It's clear Biden wants to give $100 billion to Ukraine and Israel. It's clear this is escalating out of control. It's clear the Gaza-Hamas attack on Israel is a trap. It's clear that things are completely out of control in Ukraine, and the Ukrainians and NATO have lost, so they're accelerating. It's clear we're going into a depression. It's clear they're setting up a domestic security force to clamp down the American people and steal the next election. It's just wild. We're going to be going over all of it here today. But Putin released a very chilling statement, a video. We'll play it here in a moment, where he says, getting your aircraft carriers in range of us with hypersonic missiles. When he says hypersonic missiles, he means nuclear-tipped hypersonic missiles. And that they're not going to put up with nuclear missiles being brought up to their borders. And that's what the Mediterranean does. So this isn't a threat. It's a message from the Russian Air Force. So he's saying it's a guarantee. It's not a threat. It's a message from the Russian Air Force to your aircraft carriers. And a week ago when the first one got sent in there, he said, you better back off. And now this is happening. China says they own the South China Sea. They're 1,000 miles away, literally attacking fishing boats in the Philippines and attacking oil drilling platforms off the coast of Vietnam. So China's out of control. I don't want to have a wider war, but I think Putin is out of line saying that the U.S. aircraft carriers can't be in the Mediterranean. That's a free open sea. And there's Russian nuclear submarines off our coast. So we're going to threaten to nuke Russia because they got nuclear weapons off our coast? This needs to stop. It needs to stop right now. This is out of control. My job's easy. I'm not going to sit there and back any one group and then distort my research to comport with that group. I'm an American. I'm a Christian. I'm a father. I'm a patriot. And I'm pro-America. But our country's hijacked by the worst criminals the world's ever seen. China's run by a client state that's just as bad as the globalists. Russia didn't start this war. The globalists admit they started it 9 years ago, overthrowing the Ukrainian elected government. So I've been against the war. But I'm also against Russia escalating. But NATO's escalating, so that's just how this is going to work. Putin orders air patrols over the Black Sea to carry Kinzhal missiles that are anti-ship. Pull up an image of a Kinzhal missile for you, folks. So they got carrier-killing missiles. And if you look at the Mediterranean, it's just right there, right beside the Black Sea. It's all a very geographically compact area. I mean, there's the Mediterranean right there. U.S. aircraft carriers. There's the Black Sea. A few hundred miles away from each other. So this is going downhill real, real fast. Russia's hypersonic Dagger KH-47 M2 air-launched aeroballistic missile, hard to shoot down. The Genzol Dagger is a Russian nuclear-capable aeroballistic air-to-surface missile. It has a claim range of more than 2,000 kilometers, 1,200 miles, and a hypersonic thermal speed of Mach 12. Warhead, 100 to 500 kiloton nuclear weapon. And he just said, we got Kinzhal's aimed at your aircraft carriers. Wonderful. If we have a nuclear war, how are all you Harvard scum running the country in the ground and back in China going to feel when you and your families get vaporized, you murderous trash?
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We'll destroy Russia and we'll all die too. So that's where we are right now. Here's the actual video of Putin talking about part of it. I've got his other statements here the last few weeks. I just gave you a composite breakdown. Here it is.
Взяли, затащили две авиационные группировки в Средиземное море.
Here, pause. We'll just pause it during each piece. Go back, please, to the beginning. They just moved two aviation strike groups into the Mediterranean Sea, which are getting loaded with the cruise missiles. You name it. Keep going. I want to say this is not a threat, what I'm going to say now. And I want to back it up again. And I want, I will inform you about, but on my behalf, the Russian Air Force, Russian Space Forces,
по моему поручению, военно-воздушные силы, военно-космические силы России начинают
are starting on an ongoing basis patrols in the neutral zone of the airspace in the Black Sea, and our planes, MiG-31, armed with Kinzhal missiles, they are known to have a range of over 1,000 kilometers at speed Mach 9. So what he's saying is, we loaded nuclear missiles on our aircraft a few hundred miles away from you, and their range is over 1,000 miles. And this is not a threat. It's a message from the Air Force to the U.S. That's just wonderful. So this is all completely out of control. It's totally insane. You can thank George Soros and the New World Order for it. Now let's expand on why I said the Harvard Mafia. You can talk about who runs the world. BlackRock, the Chi-Coms, all the different organizations and groups. The Rothschilds. But when you pull back and you go look at Harvard, it's the big leagues. And it's people that are put through the process of the political science department and the legal department and other systems of Harvard that make it up. And that's why the Chinese dictator, Xi Jinping, sends his daughter to Harvard. Now, that's a secret. You're not supposed to know. And the word is she's recently been pulled out of Harvard and sent back to China. What's that tell you? Because the same people that run Harvard helped set up China and Mao Zedong and the rest of it. And by the way, it's not known that his daughter under another name goes to Harvard. I got that from high-level feds. And I later confirmed it with some other feds that I was recently talking to in person on my little secret mission that will not be revealed for a few weeks. But just understand that he didn't put his daughter there for no reason. That's the nest. That's the cult where they get all the different cults together and then they plan their conspiracies against America. That's where Kissinger's from. It's where all of them are from. And there are other schools like Yale and Princeton that are the B squad or the second stringers, third stringers, fourth stringers. But and I mean, you go look at the videos of their meetings at Harvard and you look at the globalist children. They're a bunch of bug-eyed scum. I don't care. They're white, Asian, Hispanic. All the rich, powerful globalists and oligarchs send their children, their rat-like children, to Harvard to learn how to screw everybody, how to be the world's ruling class and rob everyone. And all the evil garbage comes out of there, training the minions to carry out the master plan. Out of the whole world, one place you could say is the worst per square inch, it's Harvard. It's the problem. And what do they have? Oh, they put out the doctrine that we shouldn't elect anybody who's white. So now Newsom is asking Schiff and others drop out because they're white in the Senate race. Now here's Harvard with the Muslims literally chanting and you know, out there with all the other liberals, all the anti-Americans, calling for jihad and calling for war and overthrowing the entire West. So it's a globalist ruling class incubating every America-hating terrorist organization there is. It's their dialectic of problem, reaction, solution, and creating the opposing sides and getting us all to kill each other. And Harvard basically calling for the destruction of Israel, and then you pull back the people that run Israel are almost to a man and woman Harvard alumni. Starting to figure this out, this is sick. This is devilish. And they believe out of this managed world war that we're already in, World War III has already begun. All the top analysts agree with that, but I said it first a year and a half ago. It's not just corruption. Entrance into elite U.S. colleges is rigged in every way. And then the internal Harvard documents came out 3 years ago saying, we don't want to just block white students from coming here unless they're the kids of elitists. So you can't even have a perfect grade point average. They won't, if you're white, a white man, sorry. But now we don't want average Asians to be here. This is internal documents because we want slots for the ruling class of Asia. Because, you know, Xi Jinping's daughter, you know she doesn't have a 4.0. There's plenty of Asians that do. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They said, we will exclude them saying they don't have a high IQ and personality. That was a quote. They have a low IQ and personality, saying the stereotype of an Asian with no personality. No, they've got their nose to the grindstone. So this is sick. It's a sick, evil, racist, elitist, disgusting organization. And they're the enemy of you and your family. Never forget, they're the ones that want to kill you and give you poison shots and cut your food, water, and energy.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I would encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great
Reset the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It appears on the final words coming in the next few minutes that Jim Jordan's second round of trying to be elected House Speaker has failed. They're tallying the final votes, but it looks like he does not have it. C-SPAN's reporting he does not have it. People say, well, why do we do this? Why do we unseat Kevin McCarthy? Because we're not rolling over anymore, and we're fighting back, and we're taking control of this country. And if the Democrats install somebody now, because they can help Republican blue bloods, then we'll know who the bad guys are. We're unmasking them. Let's go to the live feed from the House of Representatives deep in the swamp.
Kildee. Jeffries. Kylie. Jordan. Kilmer. Jeffries. Kim of California. Jordan. Kim of New Jersey. Jeffries.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Krishnamoorthy.
One of the most evil, sniveling Jeffries. Creatures I've ever seen. A disingenuous race-baiting monster.
Jeffries. cussed off.
Could end up being the Speaker of the House. Good. Throw it all into disarray. Just stop complying.
Jordan.
They want to disrupt our country, we'll disrupt them. Remember,
Melvin.
Congress exempted itself from regulations, insider trading. They've insulated themselves from everything. They're completely out of control.
Alpha.
They were exempt from the COVID Jordan. Shots.
Lamborn.
Jordan 104.
Lamborn.
Jeffries.
Jordan.
105.
Lansman.
Now Jordan's tied with Jeffries.
Jeffries. Langworthy. Jordan. Larson of Washington.
They're neck and neck.
Jeffries. Larson of Connecticut. Jeffries. Latta. Jordan. LaTurner.
Talk about a cliffhanger.
Jordan.
All right, we'll put that in a box
Lala.
On screen for TV viewers. Oh, a vote for Kevin McCarthy. See, that's a Republican traitor. There's three people out of Texas, Republicans, going along with this. And you ask, why do Republicans do this? Well, I mean, I've noticed, really watching congressional hearings and also being in courts, the lawyers of this country, that means the judiciary, most of Congress, and the legislatures are literally like cavemen. They don't know how the world works. They don't know there's a great awakening. They don't know people don't even believe mainstream media anymore. They don't understand that CNN has 100,000 viewers on average. They still think it has this power. And they still live in that bubble. They're dinosaurs. But they also know you get indicted by the Justice Department for a crooked toenail if you buck the system. I mean, they're trying to indict every major Trump supporter in the country right now. Believe me, I've been through it. Haven't made a big deal about it. I asked for this. I stood up to them. But it's been a lot of fun. Meanwhile, World War III alert. Putin threatens to attack U.S. aircraft carriers in range to launch nuclear strike on Russia in dark warning from Beijing. These are very serious times. All right, let's continue here with the news as we watch the votes. We put the version up that has the numbers, please, so folks can follow that. Thank you very much. Maybe make the box a bit bigger, or maybe split it so the average person can see that, because people on phones won't be able to see that. That's a little bit too small of a box there, I think. I tell you what, let's just go back to C-SPAN then. With the actual numbers. Let's go full screen again with audio for a moment, please. Thank you.
Jordan. Matsui. Jeffries.
Jordan is
McBath.
Now two ahead.
Jeffries.
No, he's
McCarthy.
One ahead.
Jordan.
Did McCarthy voted for Jordan?
McCall.
Jordan.
Jordan. McLean. Jordan. McClellan. Jeffries. McClintock. Jordan.
So they're saying they project he doesn't McCullough. Have the votes. Again, we'll continue to watch this as it unfolds.
Jeffrey.
All right. Here's what I want to do. I want to now shift gears into the Middle East and what's happening there. And again, this is a perfect example of the corporate media believing whatever Hamas says. Yesterday, going into the evening, early evening, the Islamists backed by Iran and U.S. taxpayer money began firing off hundreds of more rockets, missiles into Israel. And they were firing them from south central Lebanon, and the missile tracks are out there. I'll show you images of it. And we can see the footage. We'll roll the footage from a local news station that shows a bunch of these missiles launched a few hundred yards away from the hospital. And you see one clear as day fail and fall by the hospital. Now, the big lie is that the hospital got hit. During the day now, sun rose. It's not getting any media coverage. It blew up cars in the parking lot. It did not hit the hospital. Some of the windows got blown out. So again, my job is not to defend Israel or defend Hamas or defend any of this. My job is to go over the facts. So we're going to pull it up for you right now. I'm looking for my video list. And we have the footage of the missiles. I sent it to you, so I'd like to show that for folks. And you can see the missiles firing. And then you can see one of them fails. Go ahead and roll it. Thank you. And it falls on the hospital. So that's the reality. And if you blow it up, you watch it carefully, you can see it. I've also seen a clear footage of this. And again, a lie goes halfway around the world before truth puts its pants on. And I agree with that Mark Twain statement. And there's a lot of other angles of this happening as well. So why would the corporate media immediately go with what Hamas said? Because they want to stir things up. They want to create hysteria. Now we've had massive demonstrations and riots and violence all around the world. And we have the left defending it and saying it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. When you see these signs, queers for Palestine. Why don't you go over there and start, two guys start kissing, two girls start kissing. The first thing you're going to find is you're going to get stoned to death or thrown off a building. So, again, I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't live over there. I'm not an Arab. I'm not a Jew. But I will just call them like I see it. Israel, 100% stood down. The central government did and let the attack happen, and the facts are in. It's overwhelming. And now they're going to get tens of billions of dollars from the United States. And Netanyahu believes he'll be able to hold on to power now and shut down the criminal investigations because he's got this new big distraction. It doesn't seem like that's working. Polls in Israel are 85-90% of the Jews there blame Netanyahu and the government stand down. Again, hundreds of attack helicopters minutes away. Major bases 10, 15 miles away. That's minutes for a helicopter. Apache helicopters, you name it, loaded with weapons, sitting with tarmac. They overrun the bases. They cut through the lines. That took an hour. Your helicopters are there, and you kill those people. But instead, they sit there for 7 hours, let them run around rampaging, kidnapping people, killing people, burning them up in their houses, dragging hostages back across. You know what a sitting duck, a motorized paraglider is? That flies around at about 15 miles an hour. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. They took over Mossad bases, and the Mossad members hid under beds because all of the real operatives had been pulled out. Total stand down. Needs to be investigated, but Israel's leadership is not going to investigate themselves. So that said, call like you see it. The hospital was not hit. I have the photos. I have the videos. They're on Infowars.com. We got B-roll. Let's roll some of that.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Insane. And of course, the cherry on top is Putin saying we've loaded nuclear-tipped hypersonic missiles on our aircraft 200 miles or 150 miles from the Mediterranean. It's a message from our Air Force here, aircraft carriers. Unbelievable. Here's some of the headlines. 500 casualties after Israel bombs Christian hospital in Gaza City, Palestinian officials say. And people go on Infowars.com, this was up last night, and they say, well, wait, you got all these different angles and different sides. That's what I've told my writers and people posting stuff to. I said, just show it all. What everybody's saying. We're going to be different than all the rest of the media. Including the, quote, patriot media, or the Jewish media, or the Western media. We're going to just show you what everybody's saying so you can look at it like an adult and figure it out. We now know this report out of Zero Hedge wasn't wrong, as they said, according to Hamas. Israel refutes claims and provides receipts that it was a Palestinian missile that struck the Al-Halai hospital in Gaza. But will it be enough? Old Joe Biden was completely lost as Tel Aviv press conference ends. Starts shouting at someone. Reckless media and the squad instantly blame Israel for hospital blasts caused by terrorist rocket. And, of course, that's early this morning. No, now we know it didn't hit the damn building. Joe Biden is so weak, he reads softly from note cards during his meeting with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu as war breaks out around him. And Arab leaders say, we're not going to meet with you. You're not the president. You're a clown. And Arab leaders won't even meet with Secretary of State. We project weakness. World War III watch. But see, it's like Neville Chamberlain. They're getting ready to green light China going into Taiwan, everything else. And then they're going to remove Biden and the rest of it. And God knows who they'll put in. And then we're going to have a real war. And here's the footage, the videos. So after all the drama yesterday, it turns out the Gaza hospital wasn't bombed. The parking lot was, and 500 people didn't die. Oh, and the rocket wasn't from Israel. It was from a failed rocket. The Palestinian terrorists shot at Israel. Absolutely insane, says Robbie Starbuck on Twitter. Yeah, that's a true statement. And here's a radar track. And by the way, the Palestinians don't deny this. They've had over 400 rockets fall and explode that they launched on their own territory in just the last year. And so that's what they're doing. When you're firing hundreds of rockets over a hospital and one of them doesn't work right, well, you know, what do? Well, you just go to CNN and tell them Israel did it. Huge riots have broken out in the West Bank after Israel bombing of the Gaza Baptist Hospital. That's people just running with the BS. Harvard University stands with Palestine. Hundreds of asylum seekers riot in Greece on the news of the blowing up of the hospital by Israel. Crowd in Iran calls for government to join the war against Israel. All White House surrounded by thousands of demonstrators, barriers broken down, police attacked, but it's mostly peaceful. Here's footage from Dallas. Demonstration in Dallas, Texas, in support the Palestinian people. Look how big this one is. Look at this shot. Yeah. And we've got videos where they say, death to America, and it's time to have jihad here. You want to see the videos? Got a whole bunch of them for you. And just like the left has turned us over to massive crime and defunding of police, here's some of the footage of protesters trying to break into the White House. And all the globalists have to do through the mullahs they control is give them the order to burn down this country, and they will. Remember when I sent reporters, Joe Biggs, now in prison, Paul Watson, 6-7 years ago to Brussels, they had national news stories, the BBC, InfoWars makes up no-go zones in Brussels. You know, people kept coming out of the business and saying, you're white, you're Christian, get out of here, we'll kill you. How Brussels, remember what Trump said, well, you know, what's terrible happening in Brussels or in Sweden? They go, oh, nothing's happening. There's no no-go zones. How Brussels became the terror capital of Europe as another ISIS fanatic brings carnage to Belgium. How migrant ghettos turn into breeding ground for fanaticism that has sparked some of Europe's worst atrocities. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, video, Rubio calls for deporting Hamas sympathizers from the U.S. Well, you can't do that if you don't know who is a sympathizer. The border's wide open. Another Brussels shooter arrived illegally in Europe. Got to stay. Over 4,000 U.S. troops on their way to Israel. But don't worry, Biden admitted to ask Congress for $100 billion for Ukraine and Israel, because they know they can't get it for Ukraine now, so they're going to tie it to Israel and give $90 billion to Ukraine and $10 billion to Israel. See how that works? So they're doing a bait and switch there for you. That's just some of the news we've got there. We have a special guest joining us, a comedian. He's also politically interesting and informative. Owen Benjamin next hour. And then I'm going to open the phones up in the third hour into the fourth hour to take your calls, particularly if you're in the Middle East. If you're Palestinian, you're Israeli, you're welcome to call in. Everybody will be welcome to call in. But when I first open the phones up, it'll just be for people in Israel or in Gaza or in the West Bank or in the Golan Heights. If you're Iranian, Persian, you can get in. We'd love to hear from you. But I want to hear from people in the Middle East in the third hour today. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes. They're a very, very popular product. We got a limited supply of it a month ago, and we've already sold out of 90% of it. And hopefully a bigger shipment's coming in about a month. But if you want to get vitamin mineral fusion, there's all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids, so you have the foundation your body needs, so when you take other supplements or eat other food, now all those other trace elements and calories get used properly. You've got to have the foundation. Vitamin mineral fusion, put a scoop in a pitcher, mix it up, Put it in the refrigerator, drink it morning, noon, night, great for young people, old people. And then you get massive more absorption when you drink all these vitamins and minerals and amino acids for better absorption when you drink it. So people love Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It keeps us on air. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Again, 888-253-3139 is the operator order line. And then the other number, 877, is the number to call in. So don't confuse those, please. Again, 888-253-3139 is the order line. And we have to end this sale imminently. I've just been so busy with news or anything happening, I need to go look at what we've got and what else is going to be on sale. But we've extended the sale and extended it. And we've got a good amount of DNA Force Plus. And we've got a decent amount of Real Red Pill Plus. But we are getting very low on Brain Force Plus. Great, clean, good nootropic, brain boost, clean energy without the letdown. It's just a good, strong, you know, industry standard for cutting-edge stuff. And it is super inexpensive right now. 60% off, unprecedented. The others are 50% off. That sale has to end very soon. So if you want to get DNA Force Plus, you want to get Real Red Pill Plus, I don't have time to belabor and get into what all these things do, but just like our information is super on target and game-changing, this is the best stuff in the research out there to really do miraculous things for your body, your stamina, your energy, your cells, your telomere, your mitochondria, your DNA. I mean, Real Red Pill Plus is amazing. DNA Force Plus is incredible. This sale has to end, so take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, the book's been in pre-sale for a few weeks. If you want to help send it to number one, like our last book did, get it at Amazon.com. But if you want to fund InfoWars and keep us on the air, get a fundraiser signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com of The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. The book starts shipping on Friday. It starts shipping Friday, and our shipping company is awesome. We don't do our shipping anymore. It's around out of Colorado. They work on Saturday, too. So most of the orders will be shipped out by Saturday for the pre-orders. It's no longer pre-order, essentially. Starting Friday, it ships out. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, you know, you can also get it at Amazon, which is the rating service now. The New York Times has rigged themselves. And we hit number one, and they said we refuse to give you the number one status, which is important because then all the bookstores order more, and then it wakes people up. But the big thing is it's historical, and it funds the operation. It's 200 pages long, or 200 pages longer, 400 pages long, than the last book, and it's the companion to it, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free, 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. By the way, InfoWars Platinum is back in stock, but a limited supply. It's selling out. InfoWars Platinum.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.